Greetings from Canada. The country my family and I now call home. Greetings to the U.S. The country my family and I for many years have called home. And greetings to Sierra Leone. One of many countries in the world where I feel at home. Sierra Leone is where my family and I traveled on a short-term mission, or as we call them in InterVarsity Canada, a global partnership. The difference between the terms global partnership and short-term mission is an important distinction, one that will become clear as I share about what it has looked like for Canadian and Sierra Leonean brothers and sisters to work alongside each other. My wife and I first took a team of students to Sierra Leone because Brother Matthew Brima, the General Secretary of Sierra Leone InterVarsity, invited us to come and collaborate. Soon after arriving in the country, we traveled to a remote location to do missions Sierra Leone style, meaning we brought along a dentist and a nurse, so along with doing evangelism, we would bless the community with health care and service. From Freetown, the capital, we traveled out to the rural country. After a flat tire and running out of gas, we finally arrived at the pier for the ferry voyage ride across to the island. Except there was no pier. A boat, yes, anchored about 25 feet out in the water, and a captain holding his arms wide open. Yes, that captain carried all 16 of us one at a time through the water and deposited us in the boat. Now that is service. Yeah. So once in the boat, I realized we had another problem. There's a guy sitting in the back of the boat, bailing water as fast as he can. I'm thinking, are we gonna make this? No, I'm playing it real cool, like, this happens all the time, but I've got my family with me and all these students, and I'm watching that bailer pretty closely. Control, security, I'm not feeling like these are in great abundance. But turns out, neither do the Sierra Leonean students. They are just as uncomfortable as we are. But Sierra Leoneans know to praise and sing when you face fear. Actually, Sierra Leoneans worship pretty much all the time. When you are rejoicing, or when you are sad, or when you are sick, or when you are happy. So began the Boat to Bont Island Worship Festival. And as we sang to God, remembering together who Jesus really is, the storm of our fear and anxiety subsided. Our Sierra Leonean brothers and sisters called out faith in us the whole time we were in their country. We would head out in the pouring rain, wearing ponchos, going from door to door. Our Sierra Leonean friend would begin to preach through the scriptures in Creole or in Mende, the local language. Then they would come to the gospel, they would stop, then they would turn to us and say, "And now my Canadian friend will finish by telling you the gospel." Whoa! Our Sierra Leonean teammates had insight into how we could contribute. They saw how faith could grow in our team, including in my kids. Soon enough, my 16-year-old daughter Phoebe was asked to teach about one-to-one discipleship, and my 18-year-old son Caleb was delivering sermons at the medical clinic. Here's the thing. The Sierra Leoneans didn't ask us to do these things because they needed us to do them. They asked us to preach, evangelize, and serve alongside them because doing these things together brought a collaborative witness to the local community. Brother Matthew and the rest of the Sierra Leonean team wanted and demonstrated friendship. Well, back in Canada, we felt like we bumped into Sierra Leone everywhere. Sierra Leone Festival, not far from our house, with jollof rice and groundnut stew. We turned around at home at church one Sunday, and behind us was sitting a Sierra Leonean student and the Social Action Club at my daughter's public high school was raising money to build a school for Sierra Leone. When the worst of the Ebola crisis hit in 2014, we'd been involved in a partnership with InterVarsity Sierra Leone for 2 years. But the epidemic closed the borders, and we could no longer go there. So instead of welcoming us to Sierra Leone, Brother Matthew Brima came to us. While he was in Vancouver, Matthew spoke at my daughter's high school social action club. True to form, it was ministry Sierra Leone style. Matthew shared about the Ebola crisis, and he preached the gospel. These high schoolers loved Matthew. He told 30 high schoolers that even though there were tragic deaths from the outbreak, Jesus' resurrection power was evident in his people. He told the story of a student named Albert, stricken with Ebola, who once healed, chose to go back into the clinics and give encouragement and hope to those infected with the disease. Today, we are celebrating that Jesus is risen. Yes. That Easter morning, the angel's first commands to the women were, "Come and see, go and tell." Jesus said, "Go tell my brothers, go to Galilee." The disciples had barely arrived in Galilee when Jesus commissioned them, "Go to all the nations, making disciples." One thing is clear, and one thing I've learned, there is a lot of going in this life of following Jesus in his mission. And that is true for all Christians, regardless of where they live. You've come to Urbana, all the way to St. Louis, and some of you have traveled far. And now you prepare to return to your homes and your campuses. And yet, that is just the beginning of your going with Jesus. Next up, going to all the nations. Woo! My wife and I have worked for InterVarsity Christian Fellowship for 28 years, 16 years in the United States, and 12 now in Canada. Those 28 years of campus work, summarized, we love taking teams of students and our family on global partnerships. Through global partnerships, God has totally ruined our lives for normal living. I've seen him call students to become global Christians. I've experienced him catalyzing faith. Returning to North America, I've seen that renewed faith fire up our campus evangelism. After 28 years of this work, my conviction is that North Americans need to leave home, to go abroad and serve, and focus on learning from our global partners. When we go, we gain perspective. When we go, we grow in faith and character. When we go, we obey Christ's command to go into all the nations. When we go, the gospel gets bigger. When we go, Jesus gets bigger. When we go, we return with a story to tell. That story we tell challenges our friends at home and at the university. Jesus is Lord over all the earth. In Canada, we call our missions global partnerships because we are committed to engaging first and foremost with people, not programs. Partnership means we are primarily about making friends, not buildings. We stay connected with these friends over the years through many ups and downs, praying, celebrating, and weeping together, because we have experienced and know these are our brothers and sisters in Jesus. We are deeply connected. These are not really short-term missions. These are long-term beginnings. Now, global partnerships are inconvenient. Jesus' authority and Great Commission, very inconvenient. Jesus disrupts our self-made plans. My first invitation to a short-term mission was way back in 1985. I was a student at the University of California at Santa Cruz. And I said no. No. I had made my summer plans. I didn't speak Spanish. I didn't feel prepared. I didn't want to go. But fortunately, I had one of those relentless InterVarsity staff workers. And she continued to invite me. So off I went to the Yucatan, Mexico, fumbling my way in Spanish, enjoying our hosts, collaborating with them in doing a children's ministry, loving the confusion, unwittingly agreeing to preach to the Women's Society. Everybody was glad when that preaching was over with. Figuring out the relationship, getting incredibly sick, losing 25 pounds, and yet enjoying our Mexican partners so much, I realized I was made for this. Brothers and sisters, we rarely feel adequately prepared. His resurrection and Great Commission disturbs our security. As we say in Canada, no worries. Jesus is more than enough to compensate for our inadequacy. Now, I'm aware there are some pitfalls to current North American short-term missions. There are critiques, but don't let that get you stuck into a pitfall of paralysis or inaction. Brothers and sisters, we are not going to know whether Jesus will meet us through the storm unless we take the next few steps to follow him and go. Global partnership is transformative because friendship with our worldwide brothers and sisters, it changes us. We are compelled to pray and connect, to give and go, because we are related. This fall, a group of Canadian students met in Montreal to pray and discern from God to which global partnerships he was calling them. The Holy Spirit spoke to these collected students, his invitation. My daughter Phoebe was in that meeting, and midway through she sent me this text. Dad, you know that Sierra Leone was the most transformative mission trips. Do you realize that? Just saying. Jesus invites us to go into all the nations. His invitation comes at the inconvenient hour, when we've just arrived, when our feet hurt. At our wedding, my wife Susie heard about a global partnership to Bulgaria, and she said yes, before even asking me. Wait, I had just learned Spanish, and now we're going to Bulgaria? But go we did, three times. The third time with our infant son, Caleb, strapped to our back. We saw students come alive to Jesus. And we also saw our need to grow as disciples, especially as naive parents in mission. What I want to tell you is, Jesus is utterly faithful. He is risen. He is with his people who are moving in mission, who are collaborating and learning with humility, who are committed to relationship and partnership. Jesus is with his people who may not feel adequate to the task, but who are willing to go. Jesus is inviting you into his mission because he is making disciples of all the nations, and that includes you. He is the one who stretches our hearts to include others, to make lasting friendships all over the world. We are his huge rubber bands that draw together his global body, creating international family reunions. Jesus is risen from the dead. The great news is, wherever we go, he is already there working, for he already has all authority. One question. Are your bags packed? Mine are. So let's go. Let's go after friendship. Let's go after learning and serving. Let's go and see the gospel spread among all the nations. Let's go stretching ourselves to welcome each other. Let's go!